This WBEZ podcast is supported by the Crown Family School of Social Work Policy and Practice at the University of Chicago. The master's program in social work, social policy, and social administration prepares professionals to address today's most pressing challenges and offers flexible options with part-time and evening classes to support busy adults balancing complex schedules. Inspire change, shape the future at crownschool.uchicago.edu/social work.
Good morning. I'm Adora Namigadde, and this is The Rundown. Chicago alderpersons are expected to consider a proposal today that would lower the citywide speed limit to 25 miles per hour. Supporters hope the measure will help reduce traffic fatalities. The city's transportation department says someone is twice as likely to be killed when struck by a car traveling at the current 30 miles per hour speed limit. The Active Transportation Alliance's Jim Merrill notes that other cities, like New York, have already made the change.
Chicago's really behind the times on this. You know, this isn't a bold situation where we're leading. We're actually falling behind.
If the measure passes, alderperson Daniel Laspada says he expects state lawmakers will also reduce the speed limit on state-controlled roads that pass through Chicago. A WBEZ analysis found speeding violations and revenue from fines skyrocketed when the city lowered its speeding ticket threshold in 2021. For the first time ever, starting today, Chicago will have elected school board members. The new school board members will be sworn in at 10:30. An elected school board is the realization of a long-fought battle that grew out of parents and community members feeling ignored by a board that was completely appointed and controlled by the mayor. Board members will take their seats in chambers that CPS spent $4 million to remodel to accommodate the expansion of the board. Among the big challenges they will immediately face, settling a teacher's contract, then figuring out how to deal with a projected mid-year budget deficit, and hiring a new CEO to replace Pedro Martinez, who was fired, effective in June, by the previous board. Mayor Brandon Johnson gets to appoint 11 of 21 members, but he has yet to announce his 11th pick. A Chicago state lawmaker says the new head of the Chicago Transit Authority needs to get on board with consolidation. Lawmakers started talking in earnest last year about a plan to merge PACE, Metra, and the CTA into one organization. The agencies face a fiscal cliff next year, when federal pandemic relief money runs out. Dorval Carter, who announced he is retiring as president of the CTA at the end of this month, was firmly against a merger. Democratic State Representative Cam Buckner says Carter's replacement needs to embrace it.
I think the sentiment that we're doing everything the right way, all we need is more funding, is wrong, it's myopic, it's short-sighted, and it doesn't tell the whole story.
Buckner was the House sponsor of a measure for a merger that did not advance during the last session, but he anticipates another version of it will be filed soon. Former Illinois House Speaker Michael Madigan's legal gambit of testifying in his own defense is now over in his federal racketeering and conspiracy trial. Madigan spent his final day on the witness stand focused on a damaging secret FBI recording and a government mole. In the recording, Madigan tells co-defendant Michael McLean that, quote, guys working for ComEd made out like bandits for little work. The feds say Madigan and McLean illegally pressured the utility to fire the then speaker's political allies while the company had legislation pending. But Madigan said he was not talking about those allies. Another recording has government mole and former alderman Danny Solis talking to Madigan about a quid pro quo. Asked about Solis, Madigan said, quote, we all have regrets in life. One of my regrets is that I had any time spent with Danny Solis. Some more things you should know today. An attorney with the ACLU told a federal judge that the Chicago Police Department is not doing enough to work with community groups critical of police. Chicago police are required to do community engagement as part of a police reform plan known as a consent decree. The department presented its community engagement plan during a virtual consent decree hearing yesterday. Alexandra Block with the ACLU told the judge during the hearing that it seems CPD is engaging with community groups that are, quote, friendly to CPD and have no background in policing or public safety issues. The Biden administration awarded Illinois a $75 million grant. That's to clean up abandoned coal mines in the state. Since commercial mining took off in Illinois, the state has hosted over 7,400 coal mines. The award is part of a multi-billion dollar commitment to help clean up legacy pollution across the country. Today's weather, we're expecting mostly sunny skies today with highs in the low 20s. We could see snow tonight with lows in the teens. That snow could continue into tomorrow morning, and it will warm up a bit with highs expected to hit the mid-30s. That's it for the show. If you like The Rundown, then please rate and review us wherever you listen. I'm Adora Namigadde. Thanks for listening.